Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, sports fans across the nation and around the world. This is the Tim May Show. Welcome once again. It's going to be an interesting show as far as I'm concerned. I'm doing a little bit different format this week. Ohio State started spring practice. Ohio State, basically in most of the preseason, the way too early preseason polls, Ohio State football is coming in at number two behind Georgia for a lot of reasons. The main one is Ohio State is stacked. It's loaded talent-wise, maybe like never before in terms of proven talent, but also some talent that came in the door through the transfer portal. Some young talent coming in through the recruiting class led by Jeremiah Smith, the number one prospect in the country, the wide receiver from Florida. But then it's also going to be buoyed by the guys who have returned, who are returning, not the least of whom is a Trevion Henderson, running back, who didn't blink an eye when Quinshon Judkins decided to transfer from Ole Miss to Ohio State. Matter of fact, he's looking forward to their time together, maybe splitting time in the Ohio State backfield. And another guy who's still around and intends to be around, and we'll get into that in a moment, is Devin Brown, who started the Cotton Bowl at quarterback for Ohio State when Kyle McCord opted to jump in the transfer portal after starting the entire 2023 regular season. Well, Devin Brown, once Will Howard transferred in from Kansas State and is being chalked up right now by many as the likely starter for 2024, a couple of incredibly talented freshmen, Aaron Noland, the left-hander out of Georgia, and then Julian Sayen, who had enrolled at Alabama already, was part of the 2024 class, considered the number one quarterback prospect by some for the 2024 class. Once Nick Saban retired, Julian Sayen said, "Hey, I'm headed to Ohio State," and he's on campus now. They're all getting along with Lincoln Keenholz, who replaced Devin Brown in that Cotton Bowl after Devin Brown suffered his second high ankle sprain, but to the other ankle or the other leg early in that game against Missouri after he got his first start as a collegian. But anyway, that quarterback room is stacked. Will it remain stacked after spring, which started the Tuesday of this week, March the 5th. Basically, Ohio State and the other major colleges get 15 practices, including their spring game, to kind of figure some things out. Will it remain stacked after the spring game? Well, one guy you asked pointedly, was asked pointedly those kind of questions in a little bit of a media availability this week was Devin Brown. And Devin Brown, people don't forget, when Devin Brown committed to Ohio State, the Ohio State quarterback room was stacked then and included Quinn Ewers, who ultimately left and went back to the state of Texas, to the University of Texas. But Devin Brown didn't blink an eye about committing to Ohio State despite the talent that was on hand. And as he emphatically makes his point in this little snippet from our interviews the other day, he has every intention of competing for the starting job with Will Howard in the spring. As a matter of fact, he feels confident about his chances. Like I said, most people have already basically given the job to Will Howard. I'm talking about most fans, et cetera. But Devin Brown intends to make it a competition. And it's really interesting because he believes in himself. He's also knows he's been under a little bit of a cloud, with the injury situation. Just when he was starting to figure into Ohio State's plans in the middle of the season last year against Purdue, when Ohio State unveiled this red zone package or goal line package with him at quarterback running or maybe even throwing, he thought his time had come because they were enhancing that every week. But, of course, he got hurt the next week, suffered his first high ankle sprain, and missed the rest of the regular season. Then he comes back in the bowl game and starts the bowl game, his first start ever as a collegian in his second year at Ohio State, And of course, we all know what happened in that game. He injured the other high ankle, as they call it, you know, where the two bones come together at the base of your leg. That's called a high ankle sprain. It's really a twist of those two bones that are held together by what, ligaments, et cetera. And again, it's extremely painful. Well, he has bounced back from that now, didn't have surgery or anything to enhance the bounce back. He feels like he's 100% ready to go and to compete for the starting quarterback job. So, you know, without any further ado, let's get to this little snippet conversation where Devin Brown makes the point emphatically that he intends to compete for the job and also takes a shot at those folks on social media who are already ushering out the door.
That's Ohio State. I mean, you're always going to have the best players no matter what. I didn't care coming in here who was in here. I've never cared who's in here. I mean, I've said it from the start. I could care less. I'm going to come in and compete, and that's always been my motto.
What's your level of confidence that you can win the starting job this year?
I mean, I have all the confidence in the world. I'll never doubt myself. I'll never have any, you know, waivers and anything like that. I'm always going to think I'm the best quarterback in the room and the best quarterback in the country, so I'm going to attack it like that.
What did Coach Day say to you when he made the decision to bring in Will?
It was just, you know, something he felt like we needed for the team and, you know, to push the quarterback room and push this offense.
Are you definitely going to be here this fall, or is it too early to say anything definitively?
I've said it through and through. I'm a Buckeye, and I'm here to compete no matter what.
Why do you think people have a hard time believing that, Devin, in this transfer portal NIL?
Honestly, I think people are cowards. I think people have this, you know, this thought in their own heads that I'm going to leave and I'm a quitter, but that's never been me. I mean, these people live, you know, wherever in their mom's basement, saying stuff about me, and they don't know shit. Excuse my language, but they don't know anything. They don't know who I am. They don't know who I've been, and that's always who I've been.
And I'm not trying to lead you down a bad path here, but would you prefer to know at the end of the spring who the starting quarterback is? I mean, based on what you went through last year, or does it matter?
I don't think it really matters at the end of the day. I mean, if you're getting reps, that's all that matters, and you're working with the guys. Like how we did it last year, we were still, you know, taking one reps and two reps. Like we were just working with everybody and being able to build a relationship with everybody. It didn't really feel like it was anything that harmed us.
Getting that start on the Cotton Bowl, what did that do for you from a confidence standpoint? Obviously, it didn't end. Hell, the first half didn't end the way you wanted it to. But
yeah.
But what did that do for you from a confidence standpoint of knowing they did put their trust in you? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was nice to know that, you know, there's nothing behind you. Like, you can just go out and play free.
Yeah.
Like, there's really no stress on the fact that you might not have a job or you're going to lose a job or anything. It was just go out and play and be you. Like, that's why you came here. It was because of your playing ability.
Have you and Will talked about how you're going to handle this, or is it just happening?
It's just going to happen. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I like Devin Brown. He speaks his mind, and as I reminded him, you know, there, and I wasn't trying to lead him down a primrose path there, but there are a lot of people who already think he's got one foot out the door. He let it be known what he thinks of those people and their thoughts, because the only person who knows what Devin Brown is thinking is Devin Brown. And I like this guy, man. I've told you many times, one of the reasons I like him because his dad's a private pilot, but that's a story for another day. But I do believe this quarterback competition is going to be intense in the spring. Who wins? Who knows? Will Howard obviously has a lot going for him on his resume, having been the starter, the last 2 years for Kansas State, including in 2022 when Kansas State, he led them to an upset of TCU in the Big 12 title game. TCU, of course, went on to still get invited to the college football playoff and upset Michigan in the first round before getting waylaid and tattooed by Georgia in the college football playoff championship game. But Will Howard has a lot going for him, but so does Devin Brown. And as we pointed out, you haven't seen the best of Devin Brown yet. You've barely seen Devin Brown. He played a little bit against Purdue, you know, showed what Ohio State saw in him, why they thought he was valuable and how he could help them in the red zone and in moving outward. But the bottom line is the injuries. You didn't get to see him in the spring game last year because he fractured a finger hitting a helmet during the 13th or 12th or 13th practice in the spring. And so he had to miss a spring game. And then he was in that great competition with Cal McCord in the preseason for the starting job. And finally, in Ryan Day's mind, Cal McCord pulled slightly ahead and Cal McCord became the starter, Devin Brown the backup. But Devin Brown, you know, is not going down without a fight, it does appear. So I really think the quarterback battle is one to watch this spring. Whether others think that or not, you know, that's their prerogative. You know, Trevion Henderson's a lot of people had him penciled out for the 2024 Ohio State football season. The talented running back had him basically. Most people expected him to leave for the NFL. He told everybody all through December he hadn't made up his mind, but he had been making plans to possibly leave Ohio State for the NFL. As he says in this following video clip, you know, the plans had been made to go to a place to work out. Didn't exactly specify where. You got to figure Arizona, Texas, or Florida, somewhere like that. But he was still on the fence about leaving Ohio State after his third season. But, you know, a lot of people like to mock people who lean on the Lord for help and guidance in a lot of tough situations, tough decisions. You know, C.J. Stroud has caught praise and scorn from some people for making a big deal about his religious beliefs and how he leans on them every day. Trevion Henderson is the same kind of fella. And as he reveals in this extended excerpt from interviews we had with him the other day, prior to the start of spring practice, you know, the Lord is real to him. And interestingly, he was looking for guidance on what he should, because it's a big decision to decide to leave college for the NFL, where really it's not a lot of fun and not a lot of love in the NFL. You're pretty much a man on your own when you get to that point. And to leave the collegiality of a football team like he has been on the last several years at Ohio State, that's a tough call. He decided to come back. And as he explains, he was leaning on advice from the Lord, and the advice came through the mouthpieces, for want of another term, of G. Scott Jr., a tight end at Ohio State who's returning this year, but also Xavier Johnson, who his eligibility is done and is moving on, a wide receiver, big friends with Trevion. And Trevion explains, you know, the whole process he went through in determining what was the right path for him. As he figured out the right path for him was to return to Ohio State. But listen to this, how he explains what he went through and finally was relieved of that burden of that decision and feels really good about his decision to return to Ohio State for one more season.
Yeah, I mean, I view it as a good opportunity for real, man. It's, you know, I'm excited that he came here, you know, at Ohio State. And, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, God led me to welcome him in as a brother and to love on him and to, you know, to treat him with respect as I should. And, you know, of course, the human element, when you hear something like that, you expect, you know, jealousy to creep up in your heart, hatred or envy, you know, between him or the coaches. But, you know, that's not the kind of guy, you know, God has called me to be, you know. And so, you know, God has called me to love him and to help him. And so that's what I'm going to do.
Trey, even in high school, you were really open to that idea of sharing a backfield with somebody. What's the benefit of having someone else who can maybe take someone a little off?
I feel like it's good. You know, of course, you know, when you're that guy and taking a lot of the reps, you know, of course you get tired and those things like that. But having another fresh back comes in like Quinshon. And, of course, we got James, Dallin. Sam, all those guys, you know, the young guys, you know, can also come in and, you know, play also. Both of those guys are, they had a great winter training, and I think they're really mature. That's one thing I respect about the freshman class is how mature they are and how they're on top of their business, and I think they got a good opportunity, you know, to do something special here.
Trey, what went out in your decision to come back? Like, what was the biggest factor that ultimately brought you back here to Columbus?
Really just understanding that God called me back here to do something much bigger than football, and that's to continue to lead people to him and bring glory to his name. So,
Trey, when did you make that decision?
Made that decision after the Missouri game. And so before the Missouri game, I was actually leaning on leaving. So I was eventually supposed to leave, and I was praying on it and things like that. But, man, God rescued me in that decision. I'm so thankful that he rescued me in that decision because physically, was I ready to go to the league, but just spiritually, you know, my relationship with the Lord and, you know, where I'm at with him, it's just I wasn't ready yet. And it's more I still needed to go through here. And so, yeah, man, after, you know, he led me to play in the game, I was just questioning, brung that to him, you know, should I play, should I not, because I was still making that decision. And I felt like during that time, you know, he was leading me to leave out, but that's not what he was doing. I was just confused. The enemy was attacking me at the time. And so I just kept praying on it, and I felt like one day that he led me to play in the game. You know, it just felt right in my heart. And so that's when I played in the game, and I just like, man, okay, you know, he wants me to play in the game. And then after, you know, I'm going, you know, I had my shoot. Everything was booked, you know, for me to go to the league, you know, like the training and all that. And just after, as I was going through the game, I was down there in Texas, man. It's just like, man, just being around my teammates, you know, it just amazed me. It's just something, like something in my heart felt like it wasn't right. And I had a lot of talks with my teammates, G Scott and Xavier, and I was just telling them, you know, how I feel. And it's crazy because me and G, you know, we was playing the game a lot during that time too, before we went up there. And you know, when I would hear him on the mic, like he always wanted to tell me something, because we talk about, we encourage each other, you know, on our walk with the Lord. And I was always hearing like, man, I want to tell you something, but you know, I'm a wait. And it's crazy, you know, how perfect God's timing is. Cause I felt like during that time, you know, I would not have listened to him if he would have told me this. And so after the game, you know, after we lost, you know, of course I'm a little frustrated. You know, we went out the way it did, and I felt like, man, this was God showing me that, you know, it's time to go. But I was looking at it the wrong way. Like I said, the enemy was just attacking me at that moment. And then he finally spoke up, and Xavier, he was like, man, I've been wanting to tell you this, but don't look at it from, you know, the benefits in the lead and things like that. You know, look at it from a spiritual standpoint. Where can you see yourself going closer to the Lord? And when he said that, I'm just like, man, like, it made so much sense how the enemy was attacking me during that process and trying to get me to go to the lead, because, man, I would have been, shoot, man, I just, like, my dreams was right there, you know, the lead. That's what I've been working for as a little kid. But, you know, that wasn't where God was leading me to. And I'm so thankful that, you know, God rescued me in that decision and led me back here and to help me understand, man, that, you know, he's going to help me do something much bigger than just football. And that's to continue to lead people to him. And that's most important to me.
So you felt like he spoke to you through them?
Yeah, I feel like he used G, you know, at just the right time. Yeah. You know, God's timing is always perfect at just the right time. And he's so faithful. You know, he rescued me in that decision, because the enemy, you know, he was confusing me. And it's crazy because I came back to Columbus. Like, I was supposed to go to training and everything, but I came back to Columbus. I just felt like the Lord led me back to Columbus to really continue to pray on it and continue to seek him through it. And I went to church that day, and I still, you know, have my heart on leaving. And I went to church. It was going into New Year's, and you know, I'm there, and the pastor, you know, he had a sermon. I feel like, you know, God was using the pastor too to speak to me, to get this message across to me. And literally, man, I'm in the service, man, and it's just like, man, it's just so crazy, man. And just like the Lord put on my heart, like he was just telling me, like, this is where I need you to be right here. This is where you should be. And I told G, like, in the middle of the church service, I'm like, man, I'm coming back, man. I'm coming back. And it's just,
was it tears? What did it bring emotion wise? What did it bring you in the middle of that service?
Shoot, man.
The revelation. You know what I mean?
Man, it wasn't tears, man. I be trying to cry. I be feeling like I should be crying. But, man, it wasn't tears, man. It was just so much joy, man. So, like, this weight lifted off my shoulders, man, when I should have just been giving that, you know, that burden to the Lord, man. And he would have took it away from me at the beginning of the time. But, you know, I was just carrying all that burden when I didn't have to, man. But, you know, he, man, he's so faithful, man. And at just the right time, man, he removed that burden, you know, as I continue to seek him, man. And he just helped me so much in this decision. I'm so thankful that, you know, I'm back here.
Like I said, there are a lot of people out there who want to, you know, throw scorn or doubt some of these athletes when they talk about their relationship with the Lord and how it plays a vital role, an important role in their lives and guides them day to day. But you could hear the sincerity in Trevion Henderson's voice as he spoke about making that decision to return. Ultimately, you know, what is the right decision? The great thing about college football players anymore is whether they decide to leave or whether they decide to return, they're still going to be getting paid, you know, thanks to the name, image, and likeness situation going on. And that's probably only going to get better for a while for college football players. So that lightens the burden from a financial aspect of possibly losing out financially, you're still not going to make as much in a name, image, and likeness situation staying in college as you probably would if you're taking the first, second, or third, fourth round of the National Football League and you make the team. But what you are doing is you're taking a leap. You're taking a leap once you leave the comfy confines of a college football program and move on to the National Football League. And Trevion Henderson just basically through the urging he got from the Lord, decided that he has still unfinished business at Ohio State. He still enjoys going to Ohio State in the collegiate atmosphere and is looking forward to being a part of what promises to be a talented contender for the college football playoff championship this year. How could they not be based on the January and February they had, which included the return of Trevion Henderson, who has been joined in that backfield by Quinshon Judkins, who moved up, a transfer portal man who moved up from Ole Miss after being a superstar, really, in the running back realm in the Southeastern Conference the last 2 years. Quinshon Judkins is back in, is in that backfield now with Trevion Henderson and Dallin Hayden, and they're looking forward to the season coming up. So, you know, you got to give it up to Trevion Henderson and take him at his word about how tough that decision was and how he leaned on the Lord to basically make his final call. You know, and it's going to be interesting to watch his spring overall because this is a football team. A little bit of pressure here, just beside the fact that Ryan Day and his team have lost three straight games to Michigan, have not played for a Big Ten championship in three straight seasons, headed toward 2024. You know, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Ryan Day and his staff, which includes new offensive coordinator Chip Kelly, to deliver the goods this year, because not only do they want to get that off their back, especially the losing streak to Michigan, but most people are going to expect them to do that. And how many chances do you get with a roster that is this complete? If in fact they do get the offensive line straightened out, a roster that's this complete to make a run, to make a bona fide run, you know, not only the Big Ten championship, but a national championship. So this spring is vitally important that they get all the pieces in place, including their starting quarterback, and including how their offensive line is going to array on that starting first game of the season in late August. So the pressure is on, and they try not to lose or waste any moment of spring football because they get so few chances really on a college football team to have practices together, 15 in the spring, 25 or whatever it is in preseason camp, and then boom, you're right into the season. So this is a vital spring for Ryan Day and his revamped staff, both offensively and defensively, to get the pieces in place. And I'm very much looking forward to it. And I'm very much looking forward to being back again next week here on the Tim May Show. And until then, we'll see you later.